Life Audio.
Hi, I'm Emma Dancy, and welcome to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore how women wear many hats while serving one God. Whatever role you are fulfilling, the Lord is using you in incredible ways. Let's take some time to seek the scriptures and learn how we can best honor Christ with the hats that we wear. Hi, friends. Welcome to Her Many Hats podcast. I'm your host, Emma Dancy, and I am so excited to be here with you today to take some time to explore our brand new hat. We had a great time exploring the hat of mentor, and now I am thrilled to tell you that we are starting our journey on studying the hat of unifier. Unity is such a hot topic right now, whether that be in our culture or among our churches. There is a very clear and evident division among people, among believers even. There's a brokenness around the world. And as Christ-following women, we have the calling and the gift and the privilege to be unifiers and to wear this hat in our communities, in our homes, in our churches, and in the world. As we dive into this topic, we are going to pray and ask the Lord to meet us here today and speak to us through His Word. Lord Jesus, thank You for another day. We praise You for the opportunity to be unifiers, not because of anything that we have to offer, but solely because of what You have done on the cross to unify us and reconcile us back to the Father. We praise You for Your Holy Spirit. We praise You for Your Word. We praise You for diversity and the opportunity to love others well. And we just pray that You would help us to correctly divide Your truth today and honor You and live out as women who are unifiers in this world. We love You and we praise You. In Jesus' name, amen. Galatians 3:26 through 28 is a very well-known passage in Scripture about unity. It says, "So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave nor free, nor there is male or female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus." Jesus draws diversity. As we ponder these verses, we think about the exact opposites that Paul is referring to. The Jews and the Greeks. The slave and the free. The male and the female. The one common denominator between what would have been these groupings of people who seemed very opposite was Jesus. When we encounter Jesus, we join His diverse family. When we think about unity, we remember that for there to be a need for unity, there is also a fight from the enemy for division and chaos. Where Christ loves multiplication of faith and of His family, Satan sure does love division. The enemy wants us to see and focus on all of our differences to separate us from each other and ultimately from God's best for our lives. In order for us to wear the hat of unifier, we must recognize first that Jesus calls us to unity and that Satan is going to do everything in his power to ruin it. This means that if I'm a wealthy woman, that I welcome the poor woman to sit at the table. Or if I'm a white woman, that I invite the Hispanic woman into my friend group. Or if I'm an athletic woman, that I also get to know the artistic woman. In Christ, differences do not scare us. They teach us more about the heart of our Father. What about unity versus uniformity? Now, there is a difference from unifying others and conforming them. When I was in fourth grade, my sister and I used to love to rollerblade in our driveway after school. We would listen to music, we would rollerblade, we'd dance around, we had so much fun. And our driveway at the time was this huge hill. We went up the hill and we'd rollerblade down as fast as we were going. And it was a little scary, honestly, but we had a really great time together doing it. And then one day my sister decided that she had the bright idea that we should tie a rope to one another and that she would go first down the hill and I would go behind her. And it'd be really fun because she was older than me and she would pull me and I would fly. And of course, being the younger sister, I was a little hesitant, but I went with it. And we actually did it two times. And as I would fly down, I was really freaked out, but she wanted to try again. So we tried one more time. And the third time we got up into the driveway hill and she said, "Are you ready?" And I said, "No." And she thought I said, "Go." And my rollerblade twisted sideways as my sister went straight down the hill on her rollerblades as fast as she was able, pulling me from a rope that was tied to our waist. I skinned my knee all the way down the driveway and ended up fracturing my wrist. We were pretty dumb, but we were unified. We were unified in wrongdoing, though, and it led to pain and injury. And so the type of unity that we are called to in Christ is perfect unity. It's very different than what my sister and I encountered when I was rollerblading with her. She led me into this unity of a decision that was actually destructive for me. And so when we think about unity, it means that we are also directed by the Holy Spirit and confirmed by the Word of God. This means that as women striving for unity, we do not agree with the world and everything they have to say. We are not unified in the world, but we are unified in Christ Jesus. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." 1 John 2:15 says, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him."
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
As we're thinking about this concept of unity, it can be very easy for that to go into this mindset of complacency with Scripture or going along with the ways of culture. But in unity, when we have true unity in Christ, that means that we direct others towards Jesus, who is the great unifier. If we have unity with the culture that is against Christ, then we do not have true unity with the Lord in our decision-making. The Holy Spirit leads us to love, and part of that is to reveal truth. We allow the Word of God to work on people's hearts, and we do not try to make them like us, but we focus on our own personal journey of becoming more like Jesus and pray for them as well. Next is that we have to eliminate barriers. Ephesians 2, 13 through 17 says, "But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to you who were near." As a unifier, it is valuable to remember that Jesus is our peace himself. Just as he united the Jews and the Gentiles by his blood, he still does this today. The state of Alabama is very serious about their football. My family is from there, and so one time I went into a Zaxby's, and there was a divided seating for Alabama fans on one side and Auburn fans on the other. This type of rivalry and even hate was what the Jews and Gentiles felt for one another. However, Jesus destroyed the barrier. One day in heaven, there is not going to be a separate Alabama and Auburn section. There's not going to be a separate northern from the southern section. There's not going to be a black section and a white section. We will all be one. We will all be there together. So why do we as believers try to live in a way now that is full of cliques and divisions, when this is not the Father's heart? It's because the enemy sets up barriers that Jesus already broke down. How are you claiming the victory in an area of disunity within your sphere? Jesus preached to those far away and those near. Is there a group of people who you are outcasting from the kingdom of God? Are you selective in who you show the love of Christ to? And lastly, we have to be unified with Christ before others. The only way to be a unifier is to first be unified to Christ. When our hearts and minds are aligned with him and his word in the Bible, we are able to be the people living out the fruit of the Spirit of peace. We can have that bond of peace. This does not mean that we tell people what they want to hear just to keep the peace, but we tell them the truth in love to make peace. We are sinful people, and it is very easy to people please or to crush people, depending on which end of that spectrum you fall on. We have to seek out the help from the Holy Spirit's wisdom and guidance to be unifiers. Our key Bible passage this week is Ephesians 4, verse 3. "Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace." When we think about that bond of peace, it's kind of this foundational truth that Jesus, our Prince of Peace and our Lord of Lords, grounds us, so that instead of falling into the temptation to cause chaos, disunity, or division, we can stand for the unity of the Spirit, which comes from the blood of Jesus. How can you be a unifier this week? Who is a group or a person who you have outcasted or pushed away from Christ? How can you be a unifier without conforming to the ways of the world? As we go out into our homes and our communities this week and we ponder the joy and the honor of being a unifier, of showing that all are welcome to come to Christ, that he has died for our sins. And this is for not just only our sins, but for the sins of the entire world. For anyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. We can celebrate this joy We can celebrate this truth and we can live it out by the ways that we welcome others in and we love them and we point them to the truth of God's word and his redemptive and eternal love. Have an amazing week.
Her Many Hats is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. To hear more from Emma, visit her site, emmadanzy.wordpress.com. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a rating and review in your podcast app? It really does help us connect to more listeners like you. This podcast is produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
I'm Dr. Lauren DeVille, a practicing naturopathic physician in Tucson, Arizona. In my podcast, Christian Natural Health, my guests and I discuss topics ranging from nutrition, sleep, hormone balancing, and exercise to specific health concerns like hair loss, anxiety, and hypothyroidism. I'll also interweave biblical principles as they apply throughout the podcast because true health is body, mind, and spirit. Listen to Christian Natural Health for free at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast platform.